On a soccer field not far from the president's residence in Monrovia, Liberia's capital, the team is working hard to sharpen its skills.
I have Nathan Eastman, Duane Eastman, Nathan Eastman, my brother and my sister. I have some
Samuel Eastman, 26 years old, is a striker and the team's secretary general.
As you can see, the training here is very much in place, and from this training, we are sure we are going to make an impact in that game in Russia.
Eastman's team will travel to Russia in June, competing in the World Championships for amputees. In February, they competed in the African Amputee Football Championships, organized in part by the International Football Federation, known as FIFA. Eastman lost a leg over a decade ago when he was 11 years old.
One of my cousins that was working there, that same day the plane did a bumping, he went to go and see what really happened. And I followed him. Before I could get closer to him, unfortunately, this bomb went I didn't see the type of bomb. Well, we already blasted, but I just heard the blast and then I was, you know, affected.
Every player on the team lost a limb during Liberia's civil war. Indeed, across West Africa, where recent decades saw many brutal wars, there are thousands of amputees. And in several countries, including Sierra Leone, Ghana, and Nigeria, there are now national teams of amputees competing on an international level. Eastman says he has not let his injury, or the war, hold him back.
At that time, I was just in the seventh grade. I'm out of high school. I went to college. At least I got a diploma in accounting. Has not stopped me.
Eastman has two children, but no job. More than three-quarters of Liberians are unemployed. But he says he is hopeful. In the meantime, he's training hard with his teammates.
Some people play football before they became amputated. Some people did not, but however, as the training goes, you get adjusted and then you begin to play. It's just your own mind and willingness to help yourself.
Coach Paul Alex Tolbert says he has adapted his coaching techniques to his team's special needs.
Most of them were actually traumatized, and their response to training used to be actually negative. Some of their emotions were very high, their way of understanding was very low, and so in many instances I, as a coach, had to be very moderate.
But he says he does not go easy on the guys. Navarro M. Saikai, director of the country's Youth and Sports Authority, says soccer teams like this one are an important component in the effort to rebuild.
We have a mandate as a government, and we have a responsibility, a social responsibility to the youth of this country. We have to open the corridor to bring them in to make sure that they fit in the society.
Spectators, including Liberia's president, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, drop by frequently to watch the team practice. Dennis Parker, another striker, says fans better get their fill now, because he says sooner or later the team will be traveling far and wide for regional and world tournaments. Naomi Schwartz for VOA News, Dakar.